Slay. Hey everyone, it's me, Jay, and I'm with my girl, Nina. And welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. We want to thank our wonderful sponsors at Oligo. Thank you for being our sponsor. Nina, I am so pumped and so excited for today because you know I love a guest.
Oh, I love a guest. And I love
We love a guest.
I love this guest. And you know what? So our guest has been on our podcast before, and you guys already know and love him. This time, because the first episode that we did, oh my God, just learning about his story, and it was so incredibly moving and powerful. This time, we're going to talk about creating video content. So all of you guys that are nervous about creating video content, getting out there, putting your face out there, being in front of the camera, talking to imaginary people, all of those things, this is what we're going to dive into. And the reason why we have our guest is because he is doing the damn thing when it comes to video content. And he has really pushed himself outside of the box. So without further ado, welcome our guest, Mr. Barry B, aka The Stars Barber. Welcome back, my friend.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. We're so happy to have you back. And you are killing the social media gig.
This is like a family reunion.
Yes. Happy 2021. Yes.
Yay. Yeah. Hey, I'm good. How are you guys? You guys good? Everything been okay?
Yeah. Yep. We're fabulous.
Doing well.
I just want to say before we start that I'm a little biased, but I am a huge fan of the show. Just going to say that. I just got to put that disclaimer out.
Thank you.
This is why we love you, Barry.
You just give me all the vibes, Barry. I just live for you and what you stand for and what you create. And I think this is going to be such a phenomenal podcast that gives all of our listeners and our friends, you know, that motivation to get into content creation video, because that's where it's at. And that's the future of our world. So I think you're the perfect person to dive deep into this.
Yeah. So let's really get into it, because I know a lot of hairstylists and a lot of owners that are not real comfortable being in front of the camera. It's scary, you know, and it's kind of weird. You know, you're just sitting there talking to yourself, you know, it's kind of you have to really kind of build yourself up to feeling really comfortable with it. However, because there is so much that has changed in our world, but there's also so much has changed in the digital world, and it's blown up and exploded over the past two years. And with you, Barry, I know that we'll talk about it a little bit, but I know that you were not super comfortable with doing video content. And so I want to kind of dive into this before we just start blasting you with questions, because we want to know all the things. But where did you, how did you push yourself outside of the comfort zone, your own comfort zone of starting to create video content? Where did you start? What did you start to do? And on the flip side of that, just so people can understand, how much time are you really spending on creating content, video content, and then editing? So kind of two-part question, but let's get people excited to start creating, even if they feel nervous about it.
Okay. Well, you know, the first thing is to get comfortable, you have to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Mm-hmm. So I was a person that was definitely very timid or apprehensive, maybe the word, about doing a lot of video content. And during the quarantine, we were in the house more.
Yeah.
And I would say a lot, you know, working with Gillette, because we wasn't making personal appearances, they started having us do more video content. Mm. And that's when I kind of broke the mold, because having to do video content and they kept giving me project after project, and each time it got easier. And just kind of look into the camera a certain way and you just go for it and you just interject your personality. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would do. And,
so, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off with that, because I think there are a lot of people who want to do video content and they don't kind of know where to get started. So I love the thing that you're doing with Gillette. That's amazing.
Yes.
And they kind of pushed you, because now you're like, okay, Barry, you got to do these videos. And you're like, oh shit, I guess I better get started. What did you practice? Did you like practice in the mirror? Did you like, what did you kind of do? How did you start to feel comfortable looking into the camera? Like what was that process like?
That was a weird process, because I had to learn to kind of look up towards the lens part of my camera. Mm-hmm. And I was actually, we were talking with someone and one of the production crew, he told me, he said, look into the lens. I was like, oh, so it was just that. And I started, and you know, it's the weirdest thing, because each time you see yourself do it, you get better and you get better at it every time that you see yourself do it. And then when you watch yourself do it too, you also see stuff that, okay, I need to work on this. I need to work on that. Like I still do, even to now, I critique myself. And I just learned to take a couple of deep breaths. Be natural.
Yeah.
Have some fun. It's not the end of the world. Have fun. You're supposed to have fun.
That's important. Did you make bullet points? I just want to know this, because when I first started doing lives, I would make bullet points of the things that I needed to talk about and kind of like post them up on the wall behind my screen just so I wouldn't lose context. Do you have anything like that that you're doing just to make sure that you stay on track for, you know, your video content making?
Well, what I learned with Gillette was they would have me actually write out the script of what I do, what I was going to talk about, and they would have me formulate that. So I took that same principle and I would think about, okay, I want to show this haircut. What model will be good for this haircut? And then I took that same formula and I would sit down. I either would write it out of my head or write it on some paper. I want to show this, 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 and this. And that was the basis or the foundation.
Ooh, I love a roadmap, honey. I love a roadmap. And I feel like that is such a banger, like roadmapping out your systems, right? When you treat it like a business, it becomes a business. And I love just watching you, Barry, like just soaring in this content creation. And now you have these like swooping logos flashing all around and jumping around the screen. From when you started to where you are now and where you're going to go, it's so exceptional. And I loved how you said, you just got to do it. You have to get yourself in front of the camera. You have to start editing. You have to start saying words. And Nina, we were both talking about this the other day when I was like watching one of your videos and I was like, you've practiced. You're comfortable. And in the beginning, listen, I think we all three of us can attest to this.
Yes.
When we first started doing videos, it was shit. Oh, like it was what's happening, right? But the more you do it, like you talked about, Barry, it's so phenomenal. So I want to ask for you and anyone that you want to inspire who's listening to this, what do you feel is the most important thing to creating content?
I feel that the most important thing when you're creating content is what I call keep it simple. Keep it to where you're keeping people's attention, but they're learning something at the same time. It's kind of being real sneaky about it. You're teaching them a lesson, but you're making it. So a lot of times what I would do is I would think about me as a person watching a video. What do I want to see? Mm. On your video, Jay, and you've been a big influence, I must say.
Thank you.
What is that holds me? What makes me want to sit here and watch this gentleman for the next 2 to 4 minutes? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's the technique. Sometimes it's just the presentation of you. Sometimes it's the model. Sometimes I may say you do something that I would think is super difficult, but you make it easy. And then I want to run that back and watch it again. You know, so if a person feel like they can learn something and get something from you, I would say that's the most important key to it.
I absolutely agree with you. And can you let us know how much time you're spending on creating content and editing? Because do you edit all your own videos?
Yeah, I used to have a guy that used to shoot for me, but it was super hard to catch up with him. And I have to say, one day, Tanya, my wife, was just like, why don't you just try to do it yourself? And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then a buddy of mine, a good friend of mine named Jay Lander, I just started bugging the hell out of him, DMing him.
Listen, we're in this together.
So I just started bugging the hell out of Jay. Like, Jay, what do you use? I think that was the first thing I asked Jay.
Yes. Yep.
What do you use? And Jay told me. Then I would try it and I'd be like, okay, well, Jay, how do I do this? How do I do that? And then one time I think I got Jay on there. I said, can I call you? And he said, yeah. And Jay gave me a good wealth of information. And I just took that. And I took the initiative. There's no such thing as no failure. So I would try something. Didn't work. I tried something else. And I have to say, honestly, too, guys, Google and YouTube was a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Because when I know how to do something, I would type it in. And then I would watch the video how they did it. I go right back and then I try it. You know, and I just kept doing it. And I still do that even now.
Something that you mentioned before we kind of started recording, which I think is so important to dive into, is that you felt uncomfortable seeing yourself on camera. Like, that was something that you're not comfortable with. And there are so many people that are not comfortable either seeing themselves on camera or just talking. Some people don't like their voice. You know, there's a lot of different things. How did you work through that? And I think, I'm sure it's just trial and error, right? Trying different things and kind of keep practicing. But from that first time, like, take us back from that first time that you started being, you know, creating video and your wife was like, you need to do this on your own. And you were like, what the hell? And to now, like, kind of walk us through that process. So everybody can listen, guys, we know that you want to do video and you're just a little bit nervous about it. So we're hoping that Barry can kind of inspire you to just
get
out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's awkward. Let's be honest. It's kind of like, and you go back and look at your 7th and 8th grade pictures.
Yes, that is so perfect.
I mean, it's awkward, but you have to say, okay, you know what? If this person can do it, you know? And I just had to learn to let who Barry is kind of come through and shine through.
I totally agree, Barry. And do you feel like that sticking to a niche, your mission, your words, your credibility will always lead you towards delivering a clearer message?
Yeah, because guess what? As you do this, you find yourself. You find your niche, you find your signature, your stamp. It's just like when you listen to music and you listen to a certain producer and you're like, for real, he did that song, you know, or this person did that song. You know, you get a signature. And I watched a lot of guys. I watched Jay Lander, Philip Wolf, Alfred, Get Beamed, A-Rod. I would watch all these guys do videos. And everybody has their own flavor, their own swag to it. And I just kept doing it. And then I noticed I did this thing one time. I said, that's hot. And then I do it again. And I said, really hot. And I was like, that's me.
And so yes,
tool in my toolbox.
And yes,
doing it, and what ends up happening is you get a toolbox full of tools.
True. Wow, you picked up on something that I want to dive a little bit deeper into, and that was you started to watch what other people were doing, like people that you know were inspired by that you admired, and you like what they were doing, so you're like, okay, let me watch them and learn from them, right? So something else that you mentioned was sharing your own message through video content. So you like what they're doing, but you needed to kind of put your own flavor on it. How do you do this? Like, from your experience, how did you turn what you were doing to creating your vibe, your message, your flavor that would really create more engagement with your audience? Because there's one thing about doing videos, right? Anybody can just pop up a video and be like, hey, look at my video. But the other part of it is that you're, like you mentioned before, getting people to stay there and watch it and then getting them to engage and take action. So kind of walk us through that process of watching people that you loved, what you kind of gained from that, and how you started to really get comfortable with creating your own message with video content.
Well, it's a couple things to that. I would say the first thing is I had to learn that what I'm doing is just like speaking. I'm in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what I want to say to you, instead of speaking it verbally, I'm visually showing you. This is what I want to say. This is what I want to put out. So that was number one. Number two, I would do my homework. I would read and I would learn about analytics, this thing called analytics. I would learn about the reach, engagement, views. And I started learning about wow. all this stuff. And I started learning about capturing people's attention within those first 10 to 20 seconds, you know, getting people engaged and wanting to watch it. And I just put all that together and I made my own gumbo. And I just stirred it up, stirred that joker up, and keep working it, keep adding a little seasoning to it. And that's how I found it.
And you served it.
Served it hot, baby.
Yes! Served it hot.
Hey.
Let it cool down.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you, and that's what it, but I would definitely tell everybody out there, it's something that you gotta keep doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Make,
start doing one video a week.
Ooh, that's good.
I like
one
that.
Video a week. Take Monday, prep yourself, think about what you want to show, okay? By about Thursday, start writing it down. And who would make a great model if you have a client or something. And then when Sunday rolls around, you fail.
Mm, I love that.
Oh, yes.
It's very systematic. And yeah. I think that's the thing. You almost have to, you have to create like a strategic plan. Like, okay, if you're nervous, because I remember just trying to go lives and do all that stuff. I used to get so nervous and I'm like, okay, Nina, get it together. This is what you're going to talk about. This is who you're trying to serve and reach. And this is the solution that you're going to provide. So there has to be a component to it, right? And so you're saying, you know, on Monday, this is what you're going to do. Thursday, you're going to write it all out. You're going to get real comfortable with it. Even if you have conversation in the mirror, do that. I love that. And then Sunday, you're going to make it happen. So you're holding yourself accountable. And I love doing one video a week just to get started. And guys, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be weird. And, you know, if you look back on Jay's videos and what you were doing years ago to what you're doing now, Barry, even if you were to look back on the videos that you were doing months and months ago, they're going to be so much better than what, you know, now. They're going to be so much better because we're always growing and evolving with video content. But I think if you're not doing video content, you're going to be missing out because Facebook and Instagram is going, they're just going to be focusing totally on video. Yeah, I love it.
So I'm, okay, so Barry, you walked us through creating a roadmap, right?
Exactly.
Now we're going to plan out your day. So we're now focused on that week, right? We're going to post this coming week. You hear me listening? Are you listening? You're doing it this week. So let's give them tips and tricks on what tools you use. So I have a couple questions.
Okay.
How do you record? So is it iPhone? Is it a professional camera? What type of phone? What is your setup look like? Do you have a ring light, natural light? And what is your favorite apps?
Okay. So first, the first part of that question is I use an iPhone 11 Pro. Great camera. Mm-hmm. I record in 4K.
Yes.
I like it visually aesthetic, beautiful. I like to be able to see everything. So 4K iPhone. I did buy a Canon camera. I haven't used it. I'm just more comfortable with my iPhone.
Yeah.
I probably may force myself to start using my Canon, but I like the iPhone. I mean, I'm able to shoot and it definitely gives me what I need. Second part to that, lighting is so important.
Yes.
Correct lighting. So I use two ring lights.
Yes.
Yeah, I got two ring lights and I got two stands. So the phone is posted up on one stand and then I got both my ring lights. So that's how I like to shoot. Now I've seen some guys, they're able to cut hair with one hand and shoot with the other.
Wow. I
don't do that. if I'm lucky and I get somebody in there and I can have them kind of rotate the camera and stuff like that, I'll do that. In the editing, I kind of learned from watching you how to manipulate that footage to where it looks standing over top of the person or behind the person. So I learned how to do that in the editing. Well, I know that's probably another question. So I learned that in the editing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But my ring light's super important. Stands, tripod stands, whatever you want to call them, definitely important. And I like to prep all my tools as far as my clippers and everything. I like to get all that stuff out before. That way, while you're filming, you're not fumbling around looking for stuff.
Great tip. Yeah.
You know exactly where things are at. Because once you start filming, you know, if you have everything where you need it, it makes it a lot easier. Now, sometimes because you are filming, you can say, I'll just say, okay, cut, stop the film, you know, get what I need. Because remember, whatever you need to fix, you fix that in the editing. So I don't panic. I try to make it as smooth as possible, but I do know at the end of the day, a lot of things can be fixed in editing. Mm-hmm. So
tell us why. I do want to know about editing. So, but first, before we dive into editing, because I think that's its own little package.
Yeah.
What are your favorite apps? What are you using to create? What are you using to edit? What are you using, you know, in terms of music, anything like that? What are your favorites?
I like Splice. I like Splice for a bulk part of my editing. I also like InShot too. I like InShot. Splice has good music. Sometime though, I do know guys that make beats.
Oh.
I might buy a couple beats from them. And then some guys, they'll say, hey, if you give me the credit, you know, that I gave you the beat, I'll let you have the beat and I'll do that. I've had like two videos that had over 100,000 reach.
Yes.
So that was like, you know, so for them, that's a good thing too, because say like if your video, well, Jay, I see you always get like 100,000, 200,000.
Thankfully.
But think about for all those eyes that are seeing that and they see, okay, this person did this, you know, it's just another way of marketing yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's what your guys out here got to understand. Video content is just another way of marketing yourself. You never see your video. You never know because of your video. They may want to do a brand collaboration with you. It's a lot of opportunities. Sometimes potential clients see your video. Yes. I've had people reach out to me after they see the video. Hey, where are you located? You know what I mean? And then the third thing is it gets you followers.
Mm. Yes.
Especially when your video makes the Explore page.
Mm-hmm. I do have a question really quick. You are recording, because I get a lot of times, because I have an assistant who records for me. That's where I'm at. I used to create videos just with a stand and all of that. But majority of all of your video content, is your phone on a stand or do you have an assistant? Okay, so there is a possibility of creating this content by yourself.
Yes, it is. 95% of my video is done with my phone on a stand.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, I had to practice and find the right angles. And that's what you gotta practice. You gotta practice where to put that stand. Sometimes I'll switch it around to show this angle. And then again, like I said, a lot of that too can be in the editing, because you can switch a lot of stuff up in the editing.
Yes.
The editing part is amazing. I also want to know this, because you've been doing this now. So over quarantine is when you really started to dive into doing more video, right?
Yeah, really hard.
So what have you noticed on your insights? Like, because you talked about your analytics. So I'm sure you're looking at your insights on your Instagram. When you first started doing video, and really, yes, it is. It's not about followers, but we're talking views at this point, like reach, you know. What was it before when you just started doing video, and what does it kind of look like now?
The most I've had is about 200,000.
Okay.
Wow.
100,000, 50,000, 60,000. So those are different people that didn't know who the Stars Barber, they know who he is now.
Right.
So it just creates a whole more of an audience for me.
Mm-hmm. But when you first started, it wasn't that. How, what, look, because I don't want people to get caught up in like, I'm doing all this video and it's really good and I'm only getting, like me, I'm lucky if I could get 3,000 views on a video or on a Reels, maybe I'll get 8, but I'm like struggling with my video content.
At it. And then I'm gonna tell you another secret I learned. You just have to keep at it.
Yep.
Also, you post your stories. You put a story up, new Reel, new IGTV. And then if you got somebody that can repost that for you. Mm-hmm. And analytics also will show you how many times your video's been shared. Mm. The more times that your video gets shared, the more reach you're gonna get.
Yes.
Yes.
So and I had one video that got shared over 200 times.
Wow.
That's so funny, 200 times reposting it. And that's, you know, you just stay with it. So say like if you got a network. Mm-hmm. So I say, okay, Jay, me, Jay, and 4 of us, when each one of us put a video, we're gonna all repost each other's video.
Well, yes. Guess what?
Jay's audience is seeing it, and my other 4 guys' audience is seeing it on top of my audience. Mm-hmm. So it's just a numbers game. So somebody out of that is going to repost it again. And then out of that, somebody's going to repost it again. And that's it. And I mean, and that's the thing. You'll mess around and by just pure luck go viral.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love talking about this because I think it's going to inspire so many people to kind of start doing it. And I do want to dive into editing because I know this is a big part of it. And this is the part that freaks people out. And honestly, for me, like I'm not the best when it comes to editing my own stuff, although I do feel like I'm trying to get better. Talk about that process. How much time is invested in that? How much time are you spending on editing? What are you using like for apps? Are you still using InShot and
Splice?
Are you still using that, you know, to really just take care of all of your editing? Walk us through that.
Yeah, so Splice, I ended up paying for the monthly subscription. Like, is that good?
Yeah, it's worth it.
It's stuff unlocked. And it just introduced a new feature that when I get off of here with you guys that I'm going to play with. But with the updates. But, I mean, I probably give myself maybe 2 hours to edit. Sometimes editing can get so fun, you'll lose time. Mm. You'll lose time.
I do have a question really quick about the editing side. For your clips, are they longer clips? Because I know for me, I like to break my, as I'm recording, I like to break them into bite sizes of a minute or less instead of having a 30-minute video and then you have to go in and chop. So what do you prefer in that?
The advice that Jay gave to me, you, mine's in 20 to 30 second clips. It's a yes. So within that 20 to 30 seconds, I'm able to cut stuff if I need it, slow it down, speed it up. And it's a whole lot easier. If I did a whole 30 minutes, it would really get tedious trying to go in and edit that. So I would say break it up. So just break it up. You can't be in a hurry when you do this. I'm going to just say that number one.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to rush and do this, it's not going to work for you. You gotta be able to sit down with it and take your time. Get a glass of wine or whatever you need to do, you know, and just kind of take your time with it and have some fun with it. But it is a whole lot easier if you break it up into segments.
Yes.
Such good advice. So before we close out, final words. Someone's listening. They're on the edge. They're hanging on the fence. They're like, I want to do this. I want to create video content. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm showing up in different ways for my potential clients. Like, what is like starting point? Give them some advice, like where to go if they are just about ready to take the dive into creating video content.
I would say to start, get that one customer that you know their head very well.
Yes.
Okay, that's number one. And what that's gonna do, that's gonna make you real comfortable about working on them in front of the camera, okay? Number two, set your camera up where it's focusing just on the work. So you're showing the actual labor, the actual work. Now, another thing that I like to personally do, I like to show the tools and products that I use. And I like to put the emphasis on that. So you just come up with a game plan. It's kind of like shooting a movie. Every movie has a script. The director doesn't just say, okay, we're shooting. You might ad-lib, but there is a script, right?
Right.
Okay, so you just, you know, you just write it out and get that person that you're comfortable with their hair, lay your tools out, lay your products out, and then you just shoot it. Shoot it a little bit at a time.
I'm fired up. Yes,
I love this. I feel like I want to start. I told Jay yesterday, I'm like, I need to start doing more video. The editing stuff is what it just, it that's a whole thing. You know what I mean? But I'm going to take your advice, Barry, and I'm going to start doing the damn thing and start really diving into it. What was that?
Person right next to you.
Just send them over, baby. Send them over.
I used to love to help. Jay needs to get a class going, like, about, okay.
2021, baby.
I mean, because I used to bug the hell out of Jay. When I tell you I started from ground zero, I started from ground zero on everything.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
I'm blown away.
I mean, it's just, listen, all this stuff is mental. If you have the mental capacity to want to do something, you're going to do it.
Wow. Truth. Amen.
You just, like, I want to learn it. I'm going to learn it. You just got to tell yourself that. I want to learn it, and I'm going to learn it.
Wow.
Barry, where's this book at? I need you to write a book because you are just dropping facts on deck. And I legit am your raving fan.
I know what it is. I think for me, with life, I just get so fired up.
Yes. And
try to take on an attitude of gratitude. And 2020, we've seen a lot of people leave here. I leave here.
Yep.
I feel like every day that I wake up, I have something to contribute. Wow. And I'm happy I get to do what I do for a living and I get paid for it. I'm happy.
Wow.
I'm happy that I'm elite. I'm at the top of what I do. At least I feel. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I kind of start from there and I just kind of work from there.
Wow. And such great advice.
I'm going to learn how to do.
Absolutely. So that's it, guys. Just do it. Get ready. Get Barry. You gave such great tips. And I really think it's going to inspire people to write that script, come up with a day, start to film, just even mess around. Even if you just start messing around with things and trying different apps like Splice or like InShot, you know, whatever you feel comfortable with. I think that's the other thing too, is just getting comfortable with the apps and knowing how to do it and feeling comfortable with that too. But thank you so much for dropping all of your knowledge. Where can people find you on Instagram?
At the Stars Barber, THEBARBER. Hold on. Oh, I didn't spell that right.
The Barber.
So THESTARSBARBER, the Stars Barber.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
Yes.
This was so great.
I'm excited, and you'll see some exciting shit. No, just joking.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much, Barry, for sharing your tips, being open too, to letting people know that you started from the bottom, right? This is, you really had to work hard to kind of create this. So thank you so much for sharing all of your information. Make sure you guys go and follow him on Instagram at the Stars Barber. Of course, follow my best guy at It's Mr. J. Ladner.
Hey.
And support our amazing sponsor at Oligo Pro. And hey, if you want to follow me too, that would be great, at Nina Tullio. And guys, thank you so much for joining us, supporting us, loving on us every single week. If you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.